Just tell us about your group, first of all. What's the East Coast Environmental Law Association?
Yeah, or ECLAW for short. We promote the application of good environmental laws in Eastern Canada to promote a healthier environment for all of all the people that live here.
What's your take on PEI's pesticide ban?
Well, I think that, when we take a look at what communities can do outside of the actual province-wide regulations. Communities, folks living in communities would like to see a reduction of the, pesticides that have, not a specific application for agricultural uses, but rather for home lawn care, beautification, to achieve a certain aesthetic. So there's a feeling that for health reasons that it would be better to minimize the use of those pesticides. So many communities across Canada have taken the steps of enacting bylaws to regulate the use of so-called cosmetic pesticides in their communities.
And the reason your group, I guess, has become involved in this discussion tonight is because you were asked about the law on PEI and what it will allow. And this has become kind of an issue. It's been going on for years, but especially in the last couple of months, whether PEI municipalities can have their own cosmetic pesticide bylaws that might be more restrictive than what the province has. Now, the town of Stratford had sought out a legal opinion, and this has been for years now, and they were told, well, no, you can't. A few weeks ago in the provincial legislature, we had the Minister of Environment stand up and say, yes, you can. And then we were told by her department, well, actually, no, we're not really sure that you can. We're trying to figure that out. Have you got an opinion?
Yeah, well, the wonderful thing, it's wonderful and also incredibly challenging aspect of law is that on the one hand, you never necessarily have a yes or no clear answer to a legal question, and that could be a good way to keep lawyers employed. But more seriously, it kind of reflects the nature of law in the fact that there's always this tension between having sort of consistent laws, but also making room for the law to be alive and the law to grow and to change and to reflect changing values of society. And so when someone says like, no, you can't do this, what they might really mean is that, well, we're 51% sure that you can't do it, but they don't necessarily know until it actually goes to the court. And someone that says that, yes, you can do it, well, we think you can do it. But again, it takes actually going to the court. If a town in this area were to enact a bylaw, to have that bylaw challenged, if some people were upset about having it go in place, then it would go to court and the judges would decide whether or not the town has the authority to enact that bylaw.
Has that happened before? Has a town brought in a bylaw and had it challenged? And who challenged it then?
Yeah, certainly. There was in the province of Quebec, there was a town, the town of Hudson. And in 2001, prior to that, the town had brought in a bylaw to regulate, restrict the use of cosmetic pesticides. Landscaping companies in the area decided that they didn't like this law because it affected their business. So they took the town to court and challenged the town. And that case went all the way up to the Supreme Court of Canada over a number of years. And in 2001, the Supreme Court of Canada came down with a decision saying, yes, the town of Hudson is within its rights to enact this bylaw, and there's no reason to strike it down as outside of their authority.
So what would be in PEI's case might make things different in the provincial law?
Well, the municipality, the Charlottetown area municipalities receive their authority from something called the Charlottetown Area Municipalities Act. And within that, there's a general welfare provision that enables Charlottetown area communities to enact laws, bylaws that for the peace, order, and good government of the communities. Now, in Quebec, there's an extra little phrase that says, and for health reasons. So the Supreme Court of Canada said, well, under the health provision, they can do this. Now, just because Charlottetown doesn't have that specific wording doesn't necessarily mean that the courts would say, no, you can't. The courts generally in recent years have tended more towards kind of giving deference to communities and saying, well, the people elected this council and this mayor to do what they wish them to do. And so, you know, we're not going to step in and say, well, just because the letter of the law is this, we're going to enforce that very strictly. They're going to look more sort of the general overall purpose of the law rather than try to like be restrictive just on, you know, details, basically.
Okay. And I know some municipalities on PEI like Stratford have asked the province to amend the Charlottetown Area Municipalities Act to make it more inclusive of these kinds of municipal acts. Would you be someone, would you add your voice to, would you like to see that clarified?
Well, certainly, sure. And I think that, you know, it's really up to council and the mayor to try to respond to the wishes of their citizens and do so in a way that, you know, that is in the best interest of the people that live here.
All right. Well, Jamie, appreciate your time this afternoon. I'm sure it'll be a very interesting discussion tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.